We started the week with the instruction on the distinction between what belongs to Caesar and what belongs to God. And so far this week we have a number of times addressed the reality of death as the reminder to us that in the end, everything belongs to God and things of this world will all pass away. Well, today's gospel is a continuation from yesterday. Jesus spoke about the need for the servants in the household to be at their tasks because the master will come back at an unexpected time, maybe even in the middle of the night. And he says it again in today's gospel. And at some point here, Peter asks, well, are you addressing this to us or to everybody? Are you telling us that we, meaning the disciples, have a particular responsibility to be prepared? Or are you saying that everybody has a responsibility to be prepared? And the Lord's answer to this is nuanced. He doesn't say, it's just for you, or it's just for everybody. And I think part of the reason for this is, everybody has a responsibility. I mean, we're all going to be called to account at some point. That's everyone. But each one of us has a unique responsibility too. So in some ways, each message of the Lord is uniquely to each one of us. And in other ways, it's for everybody for all time. So it's both. When Peter says, is this for us or for everyone? Both. Part of the nuance here is to identify both our place in the household as stewards and our responsibility as masters. You notice at the beginning of today's gospel, he's clearly using the analogy of us as the master and the Lord is the thief. We're the master of the house. If the master of the house knew the hour when the thief was coming, he wouldn't let his house be broken into. In the same way, you must be prepared. So he's saying, be like the master of a house. And each one of us is the master of our own life. Each one of us is responsible for his own life. Yes. But not absolutely. Because we're not masters in the way that he's the master. We're masters because he has entrusted our life to us, and very often lots of other responsibilities as well, and we're answerable to him. So he quickly shifts. After saying, be like the master of the house, he quickly shifts and says, be a good steward, because the master's coming. So now suddenly we're not the master, we're the steward. And the master will come at a time we don't expect. If we act as if he's not coming, or if he's delaying his coming, and we start to abuse our authority, because we do have authority, if we start to misuse the gifts that have been given to us, then it's more likely that we're going to be taken off guard when the master comes. So this is a valuable thing to reflect on a little bit. How we are both in charge and also under God who's in charge. Because if we only take one of those, we get all out of balance. If we think everything's up to God and we don't have to do anything, well then we won't respond to God. We won't take responsibility. We'll be like immature children. And we'll put all the blame on God when things don't happen the way we want. If we think everything is on us and not on God, well, then we place ourselves at the middle of the household and we start to abuse our authority because we're the standard that we're using to determine how we're supposed to live. That's terrible. So we're both under God and also in responsibility over our lives and whatever God has entrusted to us. St. Paul has a more theological way of speaking about this. In today's first reading, again, we're marching through the great letter to the Romans. In this section, he makes the distinction between being under the reign of sin or under the reign of grace. being slaves of sin or slaves of righteousness? I mean, he keeps bringing up the contrast between the two. If sin reigns, then the parts of our bodies become weapons for wickedness. And if we belong to God, well, then the parts of our bodies become weapons for righteousness. The whole reading is setting up these contrasts. Weapons for wickedness, we can imagine all the parts of our body can be used for evil, but all the parts of, and that's what happens when we decide for ourselves what we think we can do, what we're free to do, and the parts of our bodies can be used for righteousness as well. In fact, for great holiness. So he's emphasizing that we belong to God. We don't belong to the reign of sin anymore. We're not subject to the law of sin. We're not slaves of sin. Then he asks the kind of rhetorical question, well, then if we're not under the law, does that mean we can do whatever we want? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? And he says, no, of course not. Just because we're not slaves of sin, it doesn't mean that we're absolute in our freedom. Now we're slaves of God. We're slaves of righteousness. That kind of terminology is that what we would normally think of as a good thing, to be a slave of anybody. But you see what he's saying. The slave of righteousness is the one who's the most free because he is under God. He's in the right order under the master, a good steward. That's the best way to live. The modern error is that we shouldn't be a slave of anybody, of sin or of righteousness. We don't belong to anybody else. We don't belong to God. We belong to ourselves. I do what I decide. That's the modern way of thinking. No one can tell me what to do. I'm the captain of my own ship. Why should I subject myself to anybody else? I fly under my own flag, not the flag of some God or some authority over me. The disaster that takes place there is that we're no longer under the protection of God or under the guidance of God, and so we become subject to every sort of passion that arises in our own flesh and every sort of power that we can't withstand, including evil spirits. You know that passage, I think we had it last week or 2 weeks ago, when Jesus spoke about driving out an evil spirit. He says if the evil spirit gets driven out and then the house is all clean and tidy and in order and the spirit roams around, it comes back and finds an empty house. No one's in charge. So then he gets seven more spirits worse than himself and then they take over the house. The point being, there's no such thing as a house with no one in charge. There's no such thing as a person who's not under any authority. If we're not submitted to God, we're going to be submitted to something else or someone else. We can't just be independent contractors. We're not pirates, just sailing our own ship in the way we feel like it. There's a famous Bob Dylan song about that. Came out when I was in high school 40 years ago or more. You gotta serve somebody. You know that song? You gotta serve somebody. Maybe you don't know Bob Dylan, but anyway, that's the point of the song is, you gotta serve somebody. You're either gonna serve God or the devil or someone. It doesn't matter who you are, if you're in the song, if you're an ambassador, if you're a socialite, if you're rich, if you're poor, it doesn't matter who you are, you have to be, in the terms of St. Paul, the slave of someone, meaning under the authority of someone. So the secret of the gospel is to be a slave of righteousness, to belong to God, to be submitting to God, to live under obedience of faith is the best and freest way to live. Now, I decided to have a votive mass in honor of St. Joseph today, partly because St. Joseph is such a great example of what I'm trying to describe here. Joseph was given a very big responsibility, head of the Holy Family. He was the master of the house. He was the head of the household. And he was a very dedicated head of the house. But he was also a very profoundly submissive man. He lived by faith. He lived with a great awareness that the responsibility given to him was given from God, and he was answerable to God. And that's why he was very diligent. He was a just man, a righteous man, as the scripture describes him. So St. Joseph is a great example of how to get this balance, how to be submissive to God and at the same time take responsibility, to take charge under God. So if I'm not making it clear, and maybe I'm not, or if it's not clear how we're masters and how we're stewards at the same time, think of St. Joseph, head of the household, but also a servant of God. And ask Joseph to show you how to get this balance straight so that you can live in the freedom of the children of God.